This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haboim. Good to see everybody back. We're now continuing our shiurim, and we begin Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim, and we want to thank Dr. Zakeim Umeshpachta for once again generously sponsoring the shiurim on Sefer Devarim, Leiloi Nishmas, Rav Shlomo Eliezer ben Harav Yaakov Zakeim, and Leiloi Nishmas, Dr. Zakeim's mother, Rivka Bas Tovia Halevi, whose yahrzeit is coming up on Chav Vav Av, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul. And on this occasion, we wish Dr. Zakeim Umeshpachta Refuais Yeshuais Bracha V'Hatzlacha Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. Okay, we have a very important subject tonight, and that is it's really a lamda shashir, the halachic ramifications of when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos. So you say, how come there are no public service announcements today in the beginning of this year? Okay, fine. We'll give you some public service announcements. First of all, we want to take the opportunity. We want to invite everybody. Sunday morning, Tisha B'Av, everybody's invited to our newly expanded Beis HaMedrash that has quadrupled in size over the last couple of weeks. Air-conditioned, newly lit. Everybody's cordially invited to our annual Tisha B'Av program, which this year will be very meaningful because we're just returning from the location of a number of where the kinnus actually transpired. We were just at the square where the burning of the Talmud was in 1242, and many of the places where the Crusaders traveled. We saw the aqueducts built by the Romans, so we had firsthand footage of a lot of the real-life locations of the kinnus. Everyone's cordially invited. If you haven't yet gotten your Sefer on the 3 weeks, 9 days, now's a good time to get it, and time for Tisha B'Av. And now that we're back from France, the news of the next trip, we're already working on it, but we're not going to announce it now during the 9 days, but stay tuned to Mirza Shem for next Wednesday night. Okay, so we have a very important topic this evening, and that is, how do we view Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos? What perspective should we have regarding, we know when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, it's pushed off to Sunday. Okay, it's pushed off to Sunday. So is it more lenient or is it more strict? So how could it be more strict? Why would it be more strict? So that is the subject of tonight's shiur. We begin with the comment of the Rush in Masechta Tainis, Islamid Beis. The Rush says that if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, you could eat as much as you want. You could bring upon your table as much food as Shlomo HaMelech in his time. You want, normally at the Sudas HaMafsekes, you can't eat two cooked dishes. This year at the Sudas HaMafsekes, you could have a full-blown, five-star gala kiddush. You don't have to refrain from anything. There's no sitting on the floor. There are no eggs. There are no ashes. Usually, there's no crying at the Sudas HaMafsekes. I know you guys, usually you're sitting there on the floor, weeping into the cup. Then you dip the bread in the cup with the ashes. None of that. You eat as much as you want. On Shabbos, you could eat. You don't have to refrain from any of the five inuyim. And says the Rush, Ein tzarech linoig dvarim shel tzina. Even though on Tisha B'Av, tashmish hamita, marital relations is prohibited, not this Shabbos, says the Rush. On this Shabbos, even though it's Tisha B'Av, none of the restrictions apply. That's the opinion of the Rush. And then the Rush quotes the opinion of his Rebbe. Who's the Rebbe of the Rush? Rabbeinu Meir. Who's that? The Maharam Meir Rotenberg. The great Rebbe of the Rush, Maharam Meir Rotenberg, is the author of Kinam Membez, Shali Srufa Ba'esh. Remember, the Maharam Meir Rotenberg is the author of Toisus and Masech Yuma, and he's the Rebbe of the Rush when he was captured in the palace in Ein Sashaim. So the Maharam Meir Rotenberg paskin that they're not allowed to redeem him, and his student, the Rush, disagreed. The Rush said that you're allowed to pay as much as you want for a hostage when the hostage is the Gadol Hadar. So the Rush quotes his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Meir, who in turn quotes his Rebbe. Who's the Rebbe of the Maharam Meir Rotenberg? That's right, the Arzarua, Rabbi Yitzchak Mivina. And he says, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, even though we push it off till Sunday, but regarding certain halachos, it's still Tisha B'Av. Regarding which halachos? Tashmish Hamita. marital relations is usur, says the Maharami Rotenberg. Why? Just like if somebody has a relative that passes away on Yom Tov, what's the halacha? Does the avila start on Yom Tov? No, the avila is pushed off to after Yom Tov. But Dvarim Shabbat Sina, Tashamita is asur on Yom Tov. So that means that even though we push off the avilos, that's only for public matters. But for private matters, we still conduct ourselves in avilos on Yom Tov, if somebody has avilos. So too, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, even though we push off Tisha B'Av to Sunday, regarding private matters, it's Tisha B'Av, and private matters, Tashmisha is Aser, says Maharami Rotenberg. And says Maharami Rotenberg, Tisha B'Av and mourning avilos are the same. This is the psak of the Or Zarua. Comes Maharami Rotenberg. My Rebbe said it's Aser B'Tash Amita on Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos. Then all the Jewish people have to follow my Rebbe, Rebbe Yitzchak Mivino, the Or Zarua. Why? Kedai hu beis alaykeinu. You think the Beis HaMikdash is at least worthy enough that one time a year you'll refrain from Tashmish Amita? I, says the Rosh, I don't agree with my Rebbe. Why not? Because everybody knows that mourning is much more strict than Tisha B'Av. Because somebody loses a relative, it's a fresh pain. Tisha B'Av happened 2,000 years ago. So you can tell me, oh, just like if somebody loses a relative on Yom Tov, Tashmish Amita is Asur, so too if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, Tashmish Amita is Asur. What does one thing got to do with the other? Avelos is much more painful than Tisha B'Av. When people lose a relative, they actually cry. And Tisha B'Av, people spend the majority of the day picking out what Danish they're going to eat when it's over. And if not that, then on Allah, that, and if not they don't do that, they at least are mekayim, the great mitzvah of watching Jewish movies on Tisha B'Av, right? You know that even though the Gemara says that Tisha B'Av you're supposed to mourn the Beis HaMikdash, but nowadays we have this great mitzvah of watching Jewish movies. And especially if they're inspiring. If they're inspiring, then it's even the greatest possible mitzvah. What do they have to do with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? But as long as you feel inspired, that's, you know, I'm joking. But says the Rush, even though you could differentiate between mourning and Tisha B'Av, my Rebbe said Tashmish Shamita is forbidden. You would listen to my Rebbe even if he was lenient, even if he was strict and I'm lenient. Certainly, he's being strict and I feel you could be lenient. You got to follow my rabbi, says Maharami Rotenberg. So again, this is the Rush, quoting his Rebbe, the Maharami Rotenberg, quoting his Rebbe, Rebbe Yitzchak Mivina, and the Maharami Rotenberg is saying that even though I don't really agree with my Rebbe, but my Rebbe said Dvarim Shabbat Sina should be Aser, all the Jewish nation has to follow him. Says the Rush. That's nice that my Rebbe thinks that everyone has to listen to his Rebbe, but I don't think that everyone needs to listen to my Rebbe. And therefore the Rush says, I think Tashmish Amita should be mutter. And that's the minhag. Okay, that's the opinion of the Rush. So what's the halacha? Comes the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says, and this is a very important lesson in learning halacha. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tavkuf Nun Dalet, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to drink, you're allowed to wash, and it's Mutter B'Tasha Shamita. Whose Shita is that? The Rush. Comes the Rama, V'yesh Oisrim Tasha Shamita, some prohibit. Whose Shita is that? Maharami Rotenberg, quoting Rabbi Yitzchak Mivina. What is the practice? V'chein Noihagin. That's the minhag. The minhag is, it's prohibited. Who is that like? Maharami Rotenberg in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Mivina. Now, the Rama says some aser, and that's the minhag. That means it's only a minhag to aser Tasha Shamita. Which means, says the Mishnah Berura, that if a woman's Leil Tevila comes out this Friday night, it's mutter. Because it's not inherently aser, it's only a chumrah. So therefore, if the Friday night is a Leil Tevila, it's mutter. Otherwise, we're stringent. Now, on Tisha B'Av itself, of course it's Asar. On Tisha B'Av itself, in the nighttime, one may not even touch their wife. We're not noyeg harchakos, you could pass things, but you can't negiyas asar the night of Tisha B'Av. During the day, yesh lahakel. What is the machlokes between the Marami Rotenberg and the Rosh? Why would one opinion say Tasha Mita is permitted, that's the opinion of the Rosh, and why would the Marami Rotenberg say Tasha Mita is asar? So, let us try to analyze the lamdos of what occurs when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos. In general, what day of the month do we fast for Churban Beis HaMikdash? The 9th. Why do we fast the 9th? When did the temple actually burn down? The majority of the temple burned down on the 10th. So why do we fast that? So comes Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, if I would have been around and they would have asked me, I would have gotten up and I would have said, Tisha B'Av is the 10th. Why should you fast the 9th? The majority of the temple burnt down on the 10th. Rabbi Yochanan said, if I would have been around, I would have made it on the 10th. And the Gemara says, and what do the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim say what? Aschule paranusa adifa. That the beginning of the punishment is worse. The beginning of something is much, much worse than the end of it. Some say it's because Ishay Mishum Chitzav, when you light a fire, what's going to happen is latent in the initial conflagration. Some say, I once heard from a great rabbi, Rabbi Shlomo Warman, he once explained that if somebody hears bad news, the initial report of it is the most devastating and shocking. And then afterwards, you sort of get used to it. So the beginning of something is always worse. But Rabbi Yochanan says that if Tisha B'Av comes out, that he would have enacted Tisha B'Av on the 10th because the majority of the Beis Hamikdash burnt down on the 10th. When Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos and it's pushed off to Sunday, you know who's like jumping through hoops, who's so happy about that? Rabbi Yochanan. He's like, finally we have a real Tisha B'Av. So actually, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos that's pushed off to the 10th is more chumor than a regular Tisha B'Av. Because a regular Tisha B'Av is on the wrong day. Then now it's on the right day. On the other hand, Rebbe held that when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, he said, hold the itchi itchi, let's get rid of it. Rebbe was a very popular, that was a very popular opinion. Rebbe wanted, the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Hei says, Rebbe rachatz b'kroina shel tzipayri b'shevasa b'tamoz, he wanted to be mevatel Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara says, no, loy kacha yamaisel Tisha B'Av shechalios b'Shabbos. And he said, once you push it off completely. So Rebbe would look at this year's Tisha B'Av and said, what are you guys doing? Spend the whole day. Watch as many Jewish movies as you can. It's not even Tisha B'Av, you know? And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, this is the real Tisha B'Av. So says the Ksav Sofer, that actually, we could probe and analyze and try to get to the bottom of how do we view Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos? Do we view it that when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, Tisha B'Av is Shabbos? The only thing is, we can't not eat on Shabbos, we cannot drink on Shabbos, we cannot bathe on Shabbos, so we have to push that off to Sunday. But whatever we could observe on Shabbos, we would observe on Shabbos. So regarding private matters, regarding Tasha Shamita, which we could not do on Shabbos, so regarding that, Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. So do we view it that Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos and it's pushed off to Sunday? Or do we say that since Tisha B'Av cannot be observed on Shabbos, under these circumstances, Tisha B'Av is not Shabbos. It's Sunday this year. When, right, that's the chakira. The question is, the two tzadamar, do we consider it that when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, it's really, Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, but since you can't observe it, you reschedule and you push it off, you put it on Sunday, or under these circumstances, Tisha B'Av this year comes out on Shabbos?
Why can't you fast on Shabbos?
Because the prophet Isaiah said, "V'karasa l'Shabbos oineg," you got to enjoy the Shabbos.
When Yom Kippur blows out on Shabbos, you fast.
Because we have a drasha that you fast even on Shabbos.
Which one is it? Yeah, I'm going to go to fast. Which one?
On Yom Kippur.
On
Yom Kippur, it's asur midaraisa to eat. And you don't have to eat midaraisa on Shabbos. So Shabbos, the Yom Kippur wins. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av, Shabbos wins. So the Ksav Sofer says like this. The Rosh that says Tashmish Shamita is mutter. You know how the Rosh views it? The Rosh says this year, Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av. Sunday is Tisha B'Av. Sunday is Tisha B'Av. Tashmish Shamita is mutter on Shabbos. On the other hand, the Marami Rotenberg and the Arza Ruah say that Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. It's just you can't observe certain things, so that's pushed off to Sunday. But Tasha Shamita, you could observe. So since you could observe it, Tasha Shamita is Asur. The Chakira is, Rabbi Isai, how do you view Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos? Do we say that it falls on Shabbos and you push off whatever you can observe, whatever you could observe, Tisha B'Av is Shabbos? Or do we say it's not Shabbos this year, it's Sunday? That's the Chakira. Rabbi Yochanan would say, probably, it's Sunday. Because at least that's the right day. Rabbi would say, no, it's Shabbos. What would you say about the following question? Raise your hand if you have a birthday during the year. Okay, just checking. Now raise your hand if your birthday comes out in the month of Av. Really? Yehuda Gladstein. What? Chavdalet. So, good. Only one birthday? Well, raise your hand if your birthday comes out on the 10th day of Av. Who wants to volunteer to make believe their birthday is Nissim? Nissim, make believe his birthday is on the 10th day of Av. Could you also make believe you're 13 years old? Okay. So Nissim is becoming Bar Mitzvah this Sunday. And by the way, Naftali Gladstein is becoming Bar Mitzvah a few weeks ago, but he's laning this coming Shabbos Nachamu. You're all invited. Shabbos Nachamu. Big Kiddush, okay? I know, you can live in Lawrence, wherever you live. You could walk in. Well, you could stay for lunch. You could stay for the whole Shabbos. You could come Friday night already. You could come now. You could move in, if you want, into Naftali's room. But let's say your bar mitzvah is this Sunday. Do you need to fast this Sunday? So you'll say, what do you mean? Even if I'm not bar mitzvah, I'm old, I'm close enough to bar mitzvah to fast. So halacha is, if you're not bar mitzvah, not only do you not fast, you're not allowed to fast. I don't care, oh, I'm a macho guy, and I'm cool, I've been fasting since I'm 2.5 years old. You're not allowed to fast before your bar mitzvah, unless, except for Yom Kippur, at age 11. You're not allowed to. Oh, what do you mean? But I once heard you're supposed to fast 3 times before your bar mitzvah. Now, I know people are going to send me emails. They have a custom. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, there are 3 things that people have made up that you need to do 3 times. Number one, that you need to fast 3 times before your bar mitzvah. No, no such thing. And I know people can say they're minog Ashkenaz. I'm just telling you what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. One thing, no, you don't fast 3 times before your bar mitzvah. Until your bar mitzvah, you eat. Once your bar mitzvah, you don't eat. This is all the fast besides Yom Kippur. The other thing is, people say in order to move a Sefer Torah, you have to use it 3 times. You don't have to use it three times. You just need to have an Arayin for it. And the other thing is, people think you need to wash your hands 3 times for bread. You only wash your hands 2 times for bread. Got it? So, let's say a kid is bar mitzvah on Sunday. Do they have to fast? So we say like this. If the Tisha B'Av really is Shabbos, and we fast on Sunday, it's like you bought a ticket to a Met game and it was rained out, so they give you a doubleheader the next day. So look, on Shabbos, I wasn't chayiv to fast. Sunday's only a makeup. You're punter from fasting. Now that would be a good bar mitzvah pshat. How is it possible to be a bar mitzvah and not have to fast on Tisha B'Av? If Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos and it's pushed up to Sunday and you become bar mitzvah on Sunday, well, if it's a makeup for Sunday, I didn't have to fast Shabbos, I don't have to fast Sunday. But if under the circumstances where Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. The Chachamim initially make it Sunday because anyway, that's the day that the majority of the Beis HaMikdash burnt down. Then of course you have to fast. Now, since the halacha is regarding Tashmish Shamita, is it mutter or only, or asr or a chumrah? It's a chumrah. That means we hold really, halachically it's permitted. But it's a chumrah that all of Klal Yisrael has accepted upon themselves. But if halachically it's permitted, that means we hold Be'ikr Tisha B'Av is Sunday. So then halacha l'maisa says the Marsham in Chela Gimel, Simen Shin Samach Gimel, pointed out by the Sefer Elahim Moyadoi, says the Marsham, a boy who's a bar mitzvah on Yod Av would have to fast. Got it? Yeah, you sure? You want to say it over? After. Next nafkamina. We know there's something called Shvua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. The week that Tisha B'Av comes out in. The week that Tisha B'Av comes out in is much more chamor. For instance, even though the minog is not to take a haircut and not to shave the whole 3 weeks, we know that if somebody, for the sake of Parnasa, would need to shave, one could shave, let's say, up till the week of Tisha B'Av. Or there are certain stringencies that we observe up to the week of Tisha B'Av. What is the week of Tisha B'Av this year? So the Mechaber says that, is the week of Tisha B'Av, by the way, all the days after Tisha B'Av also? No, it's only that week before Tisha B'Av. So it says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, that if Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday or Shabbos, and it's pushed off to Sunday, the week after Shabbos and Sunday, it's permitted to launder and to take a haircut. And the week before is also permitted. Then the Mechaber says, some say the week before is prohibited. Says the Ramah, the minhag is to be machmer anyway from Rosh Chodesh. And haircuts all 3 weeks. Now, you have to know how to learn a Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says the week, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos or Sunday, the week after is permitted, the week before is permitted. Whose opinion is that? The Mechaber just says stam, unattributed. He doesn't say some say it's permitted, he says it's permitted. And then he brings yesh mishaymer, there are those who say the week before is usher. So when the Mechaber says one opinion stam, and one opinion, yesh mishaymer. Which one is he paskening like? The first one, the stam one, the unqualified one. Which means the Shulchan Aruch paskens, this year, there is no shvua shechal boi Tisha B'Av. There's no shvua shechal boi Tisha B'Av. By the way, which opinion is the first opinion? The Rash. Number 7. You mean it should be Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos. Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos. So it should be the whole week before. Very good. So says the Sefer Elahim Mayadai, the machloikis of whether there is Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av is the very chakira that we've been discussing. If we view it that when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, it comes out on Shabbos, but what can we do? We push it off to Sunday, so then the whole week before it should be Aser because it's the Shvua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, like David is saying, and that would be the opinion of the Marame Rotenberg and Rabbi Yitzchak Mivina, who says Tashmish Shamita is Aser, and then you would say a Katan, who is Bar Mitzvah on Yud Av, would not have to fast because he didn't have to fast Shabbos, why should he have to fast on the makeup? But if you hold that under the circumstances where Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, it doesn't fall out on Shabbos under these circumstances. It's l'chatchila, inherently, it's this year it's Sunday. So there is no Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is Sunday, so the whole week before has no relevance to Tisha B'Av. That means the Mechaber is going like the first opinion. The first opinion is the Rush, and the Rush is l'shitase, the Rush who holds that Tashmish Shamita is permitted Friday night, because Friday night is not Tisha B'Av, he holds there is no Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av this year. And that's how we hold. We hold this year, there's no Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. So you say, if there's no Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, then it would come out that let's say you wanted to travel somewhere for Rashi's Yahrzeit, which was Chav Tes Av, and you're not going to make it back until the 9 days, where perhaps one would say you can't just travel for leisure during the 9 days. So how could those people go to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rihazokin and the Shagas Aryeh? They're coming back during the 9 days. Are you allowed to travel during the 9 days? Says of Shmuel Kamenetsky, yes, this year you're allowed to. Why? Number one, because this is not like going to, you know, it's not like you're going to the Riviera over here. You're going to Rashi's Kever. This is not like you're going on some leisure vacation. But Shmuel also said there's no Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av this year, because Tisha B'Av is Sunday. It's not Shabbos.
So therefore, you could shave then for work or for Parnassa.
So this year, for work or Parnassa, technically, you would be permitted to shave. Yeah.
More stringency over the 9 days.
What?
The 9 days are equivalent to 3 weeks.
Legabe shaving, yes. Yeah. Legabe shaving, yes. Legabe meat, no. Regarding wine, no. For Sfardim, there's no such thing as the 9 days. Basically.
I heard some do.
The 9 days?
Yeah, but some don't eat
Moroccans.
Yeah.
All right. I can't speak for Moroccans. No. next. Now, this is very interesting. Now, there's some people who are very, very machmer on this. We know that on Tisha B'Av we don't learn. And some people, they just, you know, al tzveika de yoima, they don't learn the whole year, because it might be Tisha B'Av. You know, it could get confusing. Or it might be Leil Nittul, you know. We don't learn on Tisha B'Av. Why? Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Mesam Chelev. What about Erev Tisha B'Av? Erev Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to drink. You're allowed to wash. But the Ramah has an interesting chumrah. The Ramah's chumrah is you don't learn Erev Tisha B'Av from Chatzos and on, except for the items that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av itself. What about, says Ramah, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos? So now Shabbos becomes Erev Tisha B'Av. So then, you don't learn Pirkei Avos, says Ramah, Shabbos afternoon, Mincha time. And you don't go for spatziering Erev Tisha B'Av. You don't go for a stroll. Now this is very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah wants to know, why don't you learn Erev Tisha B'Av? Says Mishnah Berurah, because Torah makes you happy. But says Mishnah Berurah, this is not a halacha, because you're allowed to eat Erev Tisha B'Av, so why can't you learn? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because since we have other options, you could learn Kamsa Bar Kamsa, Moed Katan, Yirmiyah, so there's a minhag not to learn. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, this minhag is very questionable. Many Achroinim say it's a good minhag not to learn. I'm talking about when Tisha B'Av comes out during the week, and Erev Tisha B'Av is during the week. Many Achroinim say it's a good custom not to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Even if Erev Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, follow the Ramah, don't say Pirkei Avos. But many Achroinim, says the Mishnah Berurah, question this minhag very much. Number one, the Marshal. Says the Marshal, I learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. I let other people learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Says the Gra, it's an excessive chumrah not to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Says the Maimer Mordechai, it's ridiculous not to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. It brings to a lot of bittul Torah. What do you mean? The guy's a big masmid. I'm a big masmid when I can learn when I want to learn. But now you tell me I have to learn Kamsa Bar Kamsa for the 500th time? How many times could I learn that? The Maimer Mordechai says. Even a big masmid, he doesn't want to learn Moed Katan again. Now, go learn Eiv. I'll learn Eiv when I want to learn Eiv. Don't force me to learn Eiv. Ein Adam Loimed El Mashli Bechafetz. And therefore the Maimer Mordechai says, you could be Mekel Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. And he learns Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, somebody who wants to learn Erev Tishvav after Chatzos in a regular year, we don't throw rotten tomatoes at them. So if I were to ask you, what is the best thing to do Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos? To learn or not to learn? Better not to. Better to learn Kamsa Bar Kamsa. If somebody does, you don't take an old tomato and throw it at them. Okay? I don't want to see you throwing any old tomatoes at people learning Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah continues. That regarding when Erev Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, the Taz says, okay, you don't want to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, fine. But when it's Shabbos, no. You're not going to, there's no problem learning Erev Tisha B'Av Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you want to learn Erev Tisha B'Av Shabbos after Chatzos? Not only will we not throw rotten tomatoes on you, at you, you could rely on that. In other words, it's not even better not to learn. So in the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, this year, Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, you could learn. Okay. Then there we have the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha quotes the Maamar Mordechai. And the Maamar Mordechai says that... not to learn Erev Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, says the Maamar Mordechai, there's no reason not to learn. Either Rama says you could learn Dvarim HaMutarim, says the Maamar Mordechai, that's not a good reason. Because people will only learn what they want to learn. We see many times, I have a question. On Tisha B'Av itself, you're now to learn regular things. So you're allowed to learn Kamsa Bar Kamsa, you're allowed to learn Yirmiyah, you're allowed to learn Eiv. Do you have to? Or are you allowed to twiddle your thumbs if you want? In other words, we know on a regular day, a person has an obligation to learn whenever they can. How about on Tisha B'Av? What do we say? Do we say, once I'm putter from Talmud Torah, in other words, once I'm not allowed to learn regular things, could I sit around and watch Jewish movies the whole day? Or am I obligated to learn Dvarim HaMutarim? Says the Maamar Mordechai, even very big Talmud Chachamim, we see when Tisha B'Av comes, they don't learn so much. Why don't they learn Eiv and Eicha? Because they don't really want to learn that. They're not, they don't like to learn that. That's not what their regular learning is. And says the Maamar Mordechai, count me among those who have a hard time learning on Tisha B'Av the Dvarim HaMutarim. Therefore, I do not pay attention to the Rama. I hold that even when Tisha B'Av comes out on a weekday, and Erev Tisha B'Av is a weekday, you could learn right up to Tisha B'Av. And if I had enough guts, I would have said, you should learn on Tisha B'Av itself. Says the Maamar Mordechai, if I wasn't afraid of the other rabbis in town, I would say, you should learn on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because what are people doing on Tisha B'Av? You're saying, oh, don't learn. So what are people doing? They spend half the day wandering the streets of the supermarket. Should I get a chocolate Danish? Should I get a cheese Danish? Should I get a Danish with a cherry? And they spend hours and hours, and then they have chakiras. What kind of eggs should they have? With onions, without onions, orange juice with the pulp, orange juice without the pulp, strained. And by the time they're finished thinking about their post-fast festivities, the day is almost over. And people, of course, on a higher madrega, they don't spend the whole day in the supermarket, but they go from one Jewish inspirational video to the next. Says that Maamar Mordechai, that's why God made Tisha B'Av, for people to be inspired. God made Tisha B'Av to mourn for the Beis HaMikdash. So people are not doing that. So you're better off learning. I would say you should learn. Open up your Gemara. It's better than wandering the supermarket, thinking about Danishes. Better than watching inspirational movies. So you should just learn. But what could I do? Nobody's going to agree with me. And it's similar to that which the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi said, really, if it was up to them, they would allow people to work on Chol HaMoed. Because the only reason now to work on Chol HaMoed is so that people could learn. What, people are sitting in the Beis Medrash learning the whole Chol HaMoed? They're not doing that, so they're better off going to work. So too, says Maamar Mordechai, in my opinion, you're better off learning on Tisha B'Av itself. But look, I don't have the power to do that. But on Erev Tisha B'Av, Of course you're allowed to learn. It's not mentioned in Shas not to learn. It's not mentioned in the Poskim not to learn. And I learn up to the night. Avada, if you're on such high madrega and you can learn Eiv and Yirmiyah and Eicha, Kadosh Yomar Loi. But for regular people like me, says the Maimer Mordechai, I learn Erev Tisha B'Av right up to Chatzos. Now the question is, Rabbi Yisai, says the Magen Avram, what about this year where Shabbos is Tisha B'Av? Okay, it's pushed off to Sunday regarding eating, regarding drinking. But just like maybe Tashem Shamita's Aser, maybe you're not allowed to learn the whole Shabbos this year. Because Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. So the Magen Avram brings the Tzad, you're not allowed to learn this Shabbos.
It's not the Varm Shabbat Sin.
It's not Dvarim Shabbat Sinai. You mean it would be public, not to, but it's not so obvious you're not learning. So you'll just, you know, you'll nap, and you'll walk around the block. Is it so obvious? The Magen Avraham brings an opinion. Maybe you're not allowed to learn this Tisha B'Av.
We have Kriya Satayra on Tisha B'Av. Kriya Satayra is that word.
Well, we have a somber Kriya Satayra. No, not the it's like Eicha.
Is it?
Yeah, you lean very quietly. It's very low. It's very. Now, tell you want to lean the Tisha B'Av. It's from your Bar Mitzvah Parsha. It's not like you're on the spot here. It's not like there are other people in the room or on the video. We'll see. So says the Chasam Sofer. The chakira of the Magen Avram, of whether you're allowed to learn, the Shabbos is, how do we view Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos? If we view it, that Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, but what can we do? We push it off to Sunday. But regarding learning, we could be noyig not to learn the whole Shabbos. But how have we sort of concluded so far? When Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, do we view it that Shabbos is Tisha B'Av? We view it that Sunday is Tisha B'Av. We view it that Sunday is Tisha B'Av. Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av. And therefore, this year, you're allowed to learn, at least in the morning. After Chatzos, those who are noig like the Rama, don't learn. You don't really have to be noig like the Rama. By the way, the Chasam Sofer has a very interesting svara. Why learning Erev Tisha B'Av is Asr after Chatzos? We don't say eating is Asr, we don't say drinking is Asr, we don't say washing is Asr. Why learning? Sam Sofer says, because whatever you learn, the second part of the day, you'll be thinking about at night. So really, you're allowed to learn up to the night. The problem is, if you're going to hear a shir after Chatzos at Erev Tisha B'Av, you're going to be thinking about it in the night, and then you're going to be besimcha. You're going to be so happy you came down to this world, even in the nighttime. So that would be the reason for the minhag of the Rama not to fast.
Not to learn.
Thank you. Next case. Does a woman who is pregnant fast on Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos and is pushed up to Sunday? Does a pregnant woman fast? Normally, does a pregnant woman fast on the four fast days? Besides Tisha B'Av, a pregnant woman does not fast on the Da'at Tanisim, but on Tisha B'Av, a pregnant woman does fast. But what about a Tisha B'Av Nidcha? Or what about this? Raise your hand if you ever made a bris on Tisha B'Av. You made a bris on Yom Kippur? Rabbi Avi Weber was bris on Yom Kippur. Oh, he's a holy boy. Like Avraham Avinu. His name is Avraham? Because of that or Stan? Tell him he got a lot of airtime. My brother-in-law, Naftali's cousin, had a baby the Shabbos before Yom Kippur, and the bris was on the Sunday before Yom Kippur, before Tisha B'Av, And the bris was Tisha B'Av, Sunday that was a Nidcha. Does the father fast on Tisha B'Av? If you have a baby, let's say someone had a baby boy this past Sunday, and they're making a bris on Tisha B'Av Sunday, does the father fast? Does the Sandik fast? No. What if somebody makes a bris on Shavuos Batamos? Does the father fast? Of course he does. But comes the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, and it's pushed off to Sunday, the father, the Sandak, the Moyel, they daven Mincha, Mincha Gedoyla, they bathe, and they eat. You hear this halacha? It's an incentive to become a Moyel.
If they want to fast, then
no, you're not a fair. It's Yom Tov.
No, no, if they want to fast.
No, why would they want to? I mean, if they want to.
Because everybody else's.
Really?
Tishabu.
They need therapy.
No, seriously, if they want to fast.
Why would they want to fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Only let it eat but just the actual soup.
No.
Fast
afterwards. Yeah, that's done. They're over. They're finished.
Why in a regular fast, even if people don't be fast?
It's Yom Tov. It's Yom Tov. They don't fast. For what?
The moment of the
breast. No, well, the day is a Yom Tov, but only after Chatzos. Now, so watch this. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, and if somebody makes a bris on Tisha B'Av Nidche, they daven Chagadoyla, and they eat. Comes the Bir Halacha. If someone is a Choyli Kitsas on a Tisha B'Av Nidche, now, someone who's a Choyli Kitsas on a regular Tisha B'Av, they fast. A little bit of a Choyli. Someone who has a headache on Tisha B'Av, You gotta persevere. If someone is a little bit of a chayla, Doc, what's considered a little bit of a chayla? No, chayla she'ein boy sakana does not fast on Tisha B'Av. But chayli.
Second time COVID.
Sounds like my brother.
Your brother nailed you. Okay. So, whatever it is. A cold. Okay? A cold. Someone has a cold on Tisha B'Av. Chaylik Tzas, says Bir Halacha, pregnant woman, they eat on Tisha B'Av. Comes the Shvus Yaakov. He said, who's the Shvus Yaakov? So if you watch the videos, we just was at his kever this past Friday. The Shvus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, who wrote the Ion Yaakov. By the way, the reason he wrote the Ion Yaakov is he became blind, and he couldn't see, and he got a doctor to restore his vision, and he said, Hashem, you gave me back my Einayim, so he wrote the Perosh Ion Yaakov. Says the Shvus Yaakov the following Kal Vachomer. Madach, if someone makes a bris on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, do they fast? Yes. But if someone's pregnant, do they fast on Shavuos Batamos? No. So we see that being pregnant is more compelling than making a bris. Then on Tisha B'Av Nidcha, where if someone makes a bris, they don't fast after Chatzos. Certainly, if someone's pregnant, they don't fast. That's the Kal Vachomer of the Shvus Yaakov. Got it? That if a Baal bris who fasts on Tisha B'Av, but a pregnant woman does, a Baal Bris fasts on Shavuos Batamos, but a pregnant woman does not. So on Tisha B'Av, where a Baal Bris does not fast, certainly a pregnant woman does not fast. So I once asked Reb Shmuel first, one of the leading Paiskim today, Talmud Rav Moshe, but if the whole reason that a pregnant woman doesn't fast is that we learn it out from a Baal Bris who doesn't fast on Tisha B'Av, then maybe we should say that just like a Baal Bris has to wait until after Chatzos to eat, then a pregnant woman should have to wait until after Chatzos to eat. There are some poskim who say that a pregnant woman should wait until after Chatzos. But he said no. The bottom line is, it's a full-fledged Kal Vachomer. A pregnant woman is more compelling than a Baal Bris. And if a pregnant woman does not have to fast at all on Shavuos Batamos, then on Tisha B'Av, or even a Baal Bris doesn't have to fast the second half of the day, certainly a pregnant woman would not have to fast at all. Now,
Why does the Baruch Hu have to fast on Shavuos and Tammuz?
Because the prophet said you need to fast on Shavuos and Tammuz. So it's more compelling than the Suda of the Bris.
He's directing you to the
Baruch. To everyone. In other words, the
Bris is an exception.
We're not going to make an exception for Shavuos Batamas. We'll only make an exception. So it comes out Tisha B'Av Nidche is more lenient than a regular Shavuos Batamas. Okay? Now, should we be makel for a pregnant woman? Yes or no? When Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday.
Yes.
On Shabbos that we push off to Sunday. Really, based on what we've been saying, we should not be lenient. Because when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, it's not coming out on Shabbos and being pushed off to Sunday. It's coming out on Sunday. So really, we should be machmer for a pregnant woman, based on what we're saying. And we should be machmer for a Baal Bris. Nevertheless, regarding the Baal Bris and the pregnant woman, we say, even though in Lamdus it's like it's coming out on Sunday, but it's not as strict as if it came out on Sunday because it fell out on Sunday. It's only coming out on Sunday because it couldn't come out on Shabbos. So the bottom line is, we've spoken about five different scenarios regarding Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos. Regarding Tashmish Hamita, we say, we view it that Tisha B'Av came out on Sunday, Me'ikar Hadin, it's Mutter, Klal Yisrael's Minog is to be Machmer, at least for B'nai Ashkenaz. Regarding the question of a Bar Mitzvah boy who becomes Bar Mitzvah on Sunday, we say it's like Tisha B'Av came out on Sunday and the Bar Mitzvah boy has to fast. Regarding is there Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, we say there is no Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av this year. Tisha B'Av came out on Sunday this year, did not come out on Shabbos. Regarding learning this year on Shabbos, it's not Tisha B'Av Shabbos. Tisha B'Av is Sunday, you can learn on Shabbos. After Chatzos, you have the Chumrah of the Ramah. And regarding other leniencies, namely a pregnant woman or someone who's making a bris, regarding this we say we are also lenient and they do not have to fast. A pregnant woman does not fast this Tisha B'Av. However, she should always ask her Rav. Don't say, I heard on TorahAnytime.com the rabbi said, you should know by now, you cannot paskin any halachos from shiurim. You need to ask a directed question to a authorized halachic authority. What should I do? You can never paskin halacha from a shir. But again, it seems that the halacha is that a pregnant woman does not fast this year Tisha B'Av, and if someone makes a bris, they daven mincha gedoyla, and I hope they would ask me to be the sanduk so I wouldn't have to fast either. But I do believe that Rebbe Yashiv, one time he was very not well, and he was not able to fast on Tisha B'Av, and he took sandakos in such a scenario. But of course we know the opinion of Rebbe is that under the circumstance where Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, Rebbe wanted to push off Tisha B'Av completely, and as we explained in the past, because on Tisha B'Av is the birth of Mashiach, and Rebbe, who comes from the family of David HaMelech, was able to access the great principle of Noilad ben Zachar Nisrapa Kol HaMishpacha. So Rebbe feels the redeeming quality of Tisha B'Av, and we should all be zoicha to the great principle of Rebbe, that Ho v'idchi idchi, and we should be zoicha to see the fruition of the prophecy of the Navi Zechariah, Tzayim HaRavi, Tzayim HaChamishi, Tzayim HaShvi, Tzayim HaAsiri, Yeh l'beis Yehuda, l'sasayin u'l'simcha, u'l'mayadim toivim, v'ha'emes v'ha'shalom ehavu. I want to invite everyone again to join us on Tisha B'Av, 5:30 Peninsula. We have a lot of room. Bring your chairs. You want to sit on the floor. You want to sit on your comfort chairs that happen to be lower than a few tvachim, that are fully loaded with, you know, the cushioning and the padding and the, you know, the that lever that you lift the feet up and whatever you need to do. Or you could log in. It's going to be live streaming on TorahAnytime.com. Wish everybody an easy fast. Bracha v'hatzlacha kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.